Inside Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So listen, number three on the triple dipper, you know I said it was going to be? Energy and fuel costs are going up, but the question is, do they care? And I will not. If I were in court right now, I would not be able to render an impression as to the internal thoughts of an individual. All right, all I can do is deal with what's out there. Well, what's out there indicates to me they don't care. How about that? Right now, let's take a look at some things. Okay, first of all, it's almost as if, for instance, Mark Thiessen, a Fox News commentator. Sitting here, I'm going to play a clip for you in a minute, by the way. In fact, Copper, I tell you what, go ahead and get clips 1 and 4 ready, please. Clips 1 and 4. And you'll hear what I'm saying in a minute. But let me just point out a couple things, all right? First of all, fuel prices are 50% higher than they have been in forever, basically, in the history of ever right now. I mean, we're looking at some of the highest fuel prices we've had in a decade. And we're seeing them for no other reason except that the supply chain, Biden's policies, disrupted, and energy policy, Biden policies, disrupting our energy sector. And when you come out the gate and you tell an industry you intend to do away with them, I mean, on day one, Biden came out. The first thing he did was kill the Keystone oil pipeline and move himself towards massive spending on green energy that allegedly will get us away from the use of fossil fuels. Okay, now, I understand the noble cause of trying to find alternative energy sources, but if you don't have an all of the above, you're wrong. And the truth of the matter is we were energy independent. We were energy independent when Biden came into office, and now we're not. In fact, story right now on Politico, I'm looking at it, just broke in the last, when did this come out? 1:30 today. 1:30 tomorrow, I apologize. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who I believe is the former Michigan governor, I think. I'll look back on that. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is saying that President Joe Biden, is considering tapping into the nation's strategic petroleum reserves amid rising crude oil prices. Why would you have to dip into the reserves when just 9 or 10 months ago we were energy independent? We're not driving more. We didn't suddenly see the inability to drill on our own. We didn't suddenly find ourselves incapable of maintaining energy independence the day after he was inaugurated. No, he shut things down. Now, let's consider this. Here's a story on Fox. It came out 1 hour ago. So there's a story that broke that appeared to indicate that the Biden administration is considering shutting down another pipeline. There's a Michigan pipeline. They call it Line 5. The Line 5 pipeline is what brings oil, one of the major pipelines that brings oil in from Canada. All right. Line 5 is part of a network, apparently, that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada up to like 540,000 barrels a day into Michigan. And the Biden administration is considering shutting it down. So Fox News' Peter Ducey, who just asked the best questions, he literally asked White House Deputy Press Secretary, and I hope I say her name right, Karine Jean-Pierre, I think is the way she pronounces her name. Karine Jean-Pierre, who is as much of a hack as Jen Psaki, backtracked on Monday. First of all, when Peter Ducey said that the Biden administration is reviewing the possibility of shutting down, no, he said now considering shutting down Line 5 pipeline, she immediately said, that is not true. That is inaccurate. That is not happening. And he said, what's inaccurate? She said, the reporting about us wanting to shut down Line 5. He said, I didn't say wanting. I said, is it being studied right now? Is the administration studying the impact of shutting down Line 5? And then she goes, well, yes, we are. Why would you jump like that if you knew the answer was that your study? She could have corrected it. She could have said, Peter, we're not looking at shutting it down. What we're looking at doing is just reviewing the impacts of it. No. So when Peter pressed the question, she goes, well, yes, we are. I thought you were saying this. I'm reading the quote. I thought you were saying we were going to shut it down, but that's not inaccurate. The Army Corps of Engineers is preparing an environmental impact statement to look through this. Why would they shut down another pipeline when we're already in a position of being energy dependent, such that at the same time we're seeing a story saying that Secretary Granholm is saying that Biden may have to tap into the strategic reserves? And we're also seeing Biden pretty much begging OPEC and the other oil-producing nations to increase their output because he won't do it internally. His policies are shutting down where we are as a nation independently. So let's do this. I don't know which one I want first, copper clip 4 or clip 1, because they're both so good. Let me do this. Let me go to clip 4. Copper, you go ahead and get clip 4 ready. Clip 4, Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm was even asked the other day, and I think this is on MSNBC, she was asked, what are you doing in order to address the high costs of fuel? And what is the policy that your department is putting together to address the high cost of fuel? To which she merely laughs. Play clip 4.
Let me cut to it, if I may. In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning. So, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, the Department of Energy.
Let me come.
You know what, Copper? Play that again, because I want to hear her laughter one more time. Just start it playing again. Just start, if I may.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, the laughter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the joy.
That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this, as you know.
Stop it right there. I'm just telling you, folks, that to me, you know, it's as if, you're right, Copper. Wow. So, I mean, Copper puts notes up sometimes instead of grabbing the microphone. Grab the microphone, Copper. Speak your piece. You buy gas. What do you think about that?
Oh, my goodness. They're so patronizing. First Biden and now her. She thinks this is hilarious? Well, so much for the party of compassion.
Yeah. Great point. So yes, that's exactly right. The patronization just continues. The condescension, you know, earlier in the show, it was President Biden saying, it's confusing out there. It's a confusing time. It's confusion. And now we've got Granholm just literally laughing when a pundit wants to know, what is your plan for addressing the high costs of fuel? Well, the high costs of fuel are also going to be expected to cause the cost of your home heating to go up. And that's a rough deal. Copper, I tell you what, clip one, this is Mark Thiessen. Tucker Carlson makes an intro, and then they go straight to an interview with Mark Thiessen and, I think he was on, well, one of the other Fox shows. Go ahead and play clip one.
The only reason Americans have put up with the endless woke garbage that the left churns out by the gallon is because they can afford to put up with it. People will tolerate a lot of things they disagree with, as long as gas is cheap and the Amazon deliveries keep coming. Politics will look very different in a country with permanent shortages. And this may be an unpleasant surprise for the Democratic Party.
Ooh, that word permanent actually hurts.
Yeah. I don't think it's permanent, but I think it's going to be extended because of the policies we're putting in place. I mean, again, the personal savings, because the government spending was going on. Now the Biden administration is trying to pass another $3.5 trillion in social spending. That's just to put more government money into people's pockets. And oh, by the way, also the vaccine mandates are forcing businesses to fire workers who are willing to work at a time when they can't find workers to replace them. And then you've got the problem with, as Tucker mentioned, the higher gas prices. That is a result of deliberate policy choices. The Biden administration declared war on fossil fuels. They have made clear that they intend to put the fossil fuel
from
industry
day one
out of business. So we've got now only about 528 oil rigs pumping oil, which is half of what it was in 2019 under Trump. That's a result of when you tell a business you're going to put them out of business, they're not going to drill new wells. And Wall Street isn't going to invest in the fossil fuel industry. He closed the Keystone Pipeline, exacerbating that.
I mean, that was huge. That had such an effect on everything in terms of energy. I want to get to this real quickly.
So did you hear the quote? And I'm going to refresh it just in case. Mark Thiessen nailed it. Higher gas prices are a result of deliberate choices, he says. The Biden administration declared war on fossil fuels. They have made clear that they intend to put the fossil fuel industry out of business. So, and here's the key, this is the factoid. I mean, beyond that, it could be construed as rhetoric until he gets to the facts. Because remember I said earlier, I can't tell you for a fact that the Biden administration doesn't care about the rising fuel prices and the rising heat oil prices and the rising cost of keeping your car running so you can go to work or that trucks can ship good to your stores. I can't say for a fact they don't care, but then I can look at facts that imply they don't care, and I think I can testify as to those impacts. And he says it very clearly. We've got now only about 528 oil rigs pumping oil, which is half of what it was in 2019 under Trump. Those other rigs did not go away. They were shut down. They were shut down by policies. They were shut down by companies who believed that they were probably not able to get the workers anymore because of vaccine mandates and because of other COVID shutdowns. They were of the opinion that they had war declared upon their company, so why should they do further oil exploration? And we are now seeing the price at the pump. How in the world does the Biden administration expect the nation to look aside from this and say anything other than it was the Biden administration that did it? All right, we're going to go take a short break right now. When we get back from this one, it is 4:19 p.m. on my clock. 4:19 p.m. under this new time zone standard that we're on because daylight savings time happened. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 7 to 70 a.m., 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just had a text from someone who I know that works in the energy sector, by the way, that reminded me, and it's certainly a valid point, rising natural gas prices, which we're going to see those too, by the way. We're already seeing them. Rising natural gas prices are going to mean an increase in electricity prices because it'll cost more to fuel natural gas electric generation plants, and it will. So it doesn't matter how you heat your home. If you heat your home at all, except for putting logs on a fire, if you heat your home with electricity, with gas, with heat oil, I'm just telling you, the Biden policies right now are going to drive the cost of heating your house this winter to increase levels over last year. And that's a crying shame, and it shouldn't have to be that way. The storyline continues. When you consider the fact that there are shutdowns going on in terms of other things that impact our state, all right? So when the Biden administration issued a moratorium early in this administration, they issued a moratorium on additional oil and gas exploration. Now, some of that's been lifted. There was litigation, I believe, almost immediately. But I want you to know, too, that the state of Alabama, financially speaking, fiscally speaking, is a very solvent state. We have lots of cash reserves. Now, why we don't have any tax breaks for our people right now, I don't know. That's the legislature. But what I'm saying is we have significant cash reserves in our rainy day funds, which are built from royalties of oil and gas exploration off of our coastal area. So you see what I'm saying? These policies do far more than just change the cost of what you pay at the pump. These policies change how much it costs you to heat your house in the wintertime. They change how much it costs for you to get milk and bread at the store because those things get shipped in vehicles that burn fossil fuels. That changes, by the way, how much food costs at the restaurant because they experience the same thing you do in terms of supply chain and cost of goods. And then it changes things in terms of you being able to experience the benefit of your paycheck, because whereas your paycheck may not have gone up, the cost of living went up. And even though you might have seen some cash influx with, you know, Biden bucks or stimulus checks or an income tax refund or whatever the case may be, it gets whittled away pretty quick when you realize the cost of living continues to escalate. And then when you consider it too from a governmental perspective, like it threatens the ability of Alabama to develop its offshore oil and gas royalty payments to the rainy day trust fund that we have as a state, that is a significant thing. And this is not me saying it right now. I'm looking at right now a quote. Biden Energy Secretary Granholm says that the cost of heating homes this winter will be more expensive than last year. Yes. Let me go and click to that story right now, and I'll see if I can get to exactly when and how she said it. Yeah, Biden Energy Secretary Granholm says the cost, this came out yesterday, the cost of heating homes this winter will be more expensive than last year. Her words were, yeah, this is going to happen. Well, that's just a clear indication. They know it. They see it. They have no plan to address it. She says right here, Secretary Granholm says, Americans should expect to pay higher prices to heat their homes this winter. Her words, yeah, this is going to happen, she said to Dana Bash on CNN. It'll be more expensive this year than last year. Okay, let's keep in mind something here, if you would, please. It was the dreaded orange man Trump who was in office last year. Now that you've had a chance to come in and build back better and do things to, you know, change the way going forward, America's coming back. Well, America's paying a whole lot more. And it doesn't seem necessary. It doesn't seem right that we should have to literally watch policies that were working, whether you like Trump or not. Why would you change the effectiveness of certain policies like keeping us energy independent with prices being low, and now we're just basically seeing them go up? Oh, and by the way, yes, Granholm herself was a former Democratic Michigan governor. And just staying true to form, she is being that person that she was when she was in office. And so the storyline about your fuel and gas prices, I'm sorry to say, this is basically what has been declared as a war upon fossil fuels, and that war on fossil fuels is a policy, and that policy begins to take effect when you go to the pump and when you pay your gas prices. And Sean Hannity excoriated Secretary Granholm for her behavior about laughing the other day. You know, she's asked, what is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America? To which she just laughed. And before he could even finish his question, that guy on CNN, she closed her eyes, began laughing, and literally just looked like she could care less. Like, why would you even ask me this question? Because you're the Secretary of Energy, that's why. Because all of us, you know, all of us, we're paying the price for these policies. Literally speaking, paying the price for these policies. All right, folks, I've pretty much hit my triple dipper. When we come back after the next break, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Why don't you call in and talk about it, 866-494-9866. How do you feel about litigation related to vaccine mandates? How do you feel about rising fuel and oil and gas prices? How do you feel about Sesame Street? I'd be curious what you think. I know you Right Side Ruffians have an opinion. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, some of you folks are lining up and getting ready for the door, right? You're headed home after a long, full day at work. And praise God you have work. Isn't that, I mean, just think about that every once in a while. Praise God for the fact to earn a living. But that being said, some of y'all are wondering, okay, what am I doing for dinner tonight? I want to encourage you to consider Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations. Maybe stop there in the morning for breakfast when you're coming in, but right now you could also pick up something on the way home as you head out. And Just Love Coffee Cafe has two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And when I'm saying they're Just Love Coffee Cafe, yes, they have coffee. They have incredible brews and blends. They've got literally just these great roasted coffees you can buy in Keurig fashion or buy the beans or get them to cook or make you a cup right there on the spot. But they also do the macchiatos, the lattes, the cappuccinos, all of it. But then their food menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm talking gourmet sandwiches and salads like nothing else you've ever seen. Consider it Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Yes, they are on our team, Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, hey, I got somebody on the line. By the way, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Give me your thoughts on things. Right now, I'm going to line four, Paul from Athens. Hey, Paul, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, Phil, you're doing a magnificent job here. I must temper my language here because I'm on the radio here, Phil, but I must tell you there I'm infuriated with this Biden administration there. He has done more damage in 8 months than Obama did in 8 years. And I'll remind all these Democrats that put this guy in office here, you're paying the same thing for gas I am there. Maybe a little buyer's remorse there. What was the first thing Biden did? First day in office, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. First day in office.
Yep.
It all started then.
I totally agree. And Paul, you were on the mark. And man, you're right. I mean, it's actually a policy. And when you can see, like I said, I can't tell you they don't care, but I can look at their actions and tell you it looks like they don't care. That we're paying higher prices at the pump. They want us to get away so badly, they're going to drive us away from the pump if they can. But yeah, it's ridiculous. And hey, Paul, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being in the audience as always. That's Paul from Athens. You want to call in, folks? You can. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. So, the phones are ringing, so I'll hang on here a second and get somebody else in just 1 second. But it's literally amazing to watch, and yet we're having to experience it. Not like we're just watching. We're actually having to participate in the effects of this. And it's just unreal. All right, I got a caller on line five, Lisa from Birmingham, saying she sent me an email about something. So let's just go see what this was. Hey, Lisa from Copper, is this coming? Are we going to the phones with Lisa, or is she just what? Just grab the microphone, Copper. I can't tell what you're trying to do.
She didn't want to come on air, sorry.
Oh, so you just typed out a whole thing there for me. Okay. Well, what was the deal? What was she trying to say?
She said she sent you an email detailing the percentage of employees who are vaccinated at Alabama hospitals.
Employees that are back. Oh,
correct.
Okay. She sent it to me when? Now? Just today or something or what?
Yes.
All right.
I'm
going to look and see if and indeed I got it. She might have sent it through the website, which sometimes delays getting to me. So, nope. I found it. Okay. Here we go. Oh, wow. All right. She says, wow. Okay. What? Lisa, thank you for this, but this has a spreadsheet in it. I'm going to have to take a moment to go through this, but I guess what I'm seeing here is, yeah. Okay. We got a vaccination status that is not, probably looking good for the terminations. Okay. Tell you what, Lisa, thanks for that. I don't mind having anybody in the audience who's a data geek, as you describe yourself, because that just gives me something I can actually review. So I'll take a look at this and see what it means. But I appreciate having folks in the audience that send me stuff. And I do try to get to my emails. Sometimes I don't get to them right away, by the way. But I spent a good hour or two last night just trying to answer emails. Hey, let's go to line one, Ellen from Harvest. Hey, Ellen, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question. Actually, I thought one of the stimulus bills was supposed to come up in the House for vote, and I hadn't heard anything about it. So I was just wondering if that was true, or am I thinking wrong?
Wait, when you're saying stimulus bills, do you mean the big spending bills, the ones for infrastructure and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. There's, of course, you probably know there's two of them. There's one that is they call it the bipartisan infrastructure bill because it already came out of the Senate, and it does more towards roads and bridges and that kind of stuff. And that one, they got the votes for it late Friday night. It's $1.25 trillion, and it was only because 13 Republicans jumped ship and helped the Democrats get it passed. So that was that happened in the wee hours Friday night, Saturday morning. The other one, though, is still sitting out there. They did what's called a procedural vote on that on Friday. And so the procedural vote just makes it available to bring up whenever they're ready, but they've got a lot of negotiation to do on that, and they still don't have a true price tag on it. So there's still more to come on that big wish list spending bill. Does that answer your question?
So it was the first one I was thinking about that had come up, and I had forgotten which bill it was.
Yes, ma'am. That one did pass. I believe, unfortunately, it passed in the wee hours Friday night because of Republicans defecting. So that's what happened there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you being in the audience. All right, folks, you want to call in? We got time. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. So listen, while I got a minute, let me tell you about something that I was reminded of. I had heard of this before. This is not conspiracy theory. I don't do conspiracy theory, all right? This is legit. This is actually out there right now. So have you heard of a thing called the Cloward-Piven Plan? You can actually look it up. Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, next word, Piven, P-I-V-E-N. Cloward and Piven. Who are Cloward and Piven? Well, they're a husband and wife who apparently didn't share the same last name. But Cloward and Piven, back in 1966, believe it or not, they were a pair of New York City academics. I think they were indeed husband and wife. Richard Cloward, Francis Fox Piven. And they published an article in a far-left magazine called Nation. And it got like academic liberals excited. Because it was an idea about how to break down U.S. society and move us to socialism. It was a plan. They were absolute socialists, Cloward and Piven, and they believed that the best thing that we could possibly do would be to overwhelm the U.S. system. Now, I'm telling you, this is legit. This is what they did. Their plan was this, that the poor, in so-called poor, now there are poor. I'm not saying there are not. I'm just saying that not everybody who would be taking part in this is actually poor. But the idea was, in their words, that the poor should use their weight, their human numbers, to, quote, demand their full welfare benefits, thereby bankrupting local and state governments. This was the Cloward-Piven Plan. The bankruptcies, they continued, would force a federal takeover of welfare, which the authors figured would be far more generous, saying, quote, it is our purpose to advance a strategy which affords the basis for a convergence of civil rights organizations, militant anti-poverty groups, and the poor. And if this strategy were implemented, a political crisis would result that could lead to legislation for a guaranteed annual income and thus an end to poverty. Are you hearing this? That was 1966. Cloward-Piven Plan. You can look it up. I was reminded of this because it came out in an article this morning talking about the manner in which the Biden administration is handling certain public policies. It's almost as if they're trying deliberately to overwhelm the system. I'm not going conspiracy on you here. I'm just telling you, these are some of the folks out there that are saying, you know what, that plan, that Cloward-Piven Plan, it actually looks like the stuff that it was talking about is what's happening. Here's an article that came off of townhall.com. This guy actually says, back in the 80s, he was a Columbia University student. This is written by a guy named Wayne Root. He was a Columbia University student learning about a plan to destroy America and end capitalism. It was called Cloward-Piven. This is while he was a student at Columbia. It was named after a Columbia University husband and wife professor team. And their insane goal, in his words, which I think is accurate, their insane goal was to turn America into a socialist communist hellhole. All right, this is real now. He goes on to describe exactly what I just said. You do it by overwhelming the U.S. economy with massive debt created by getting as many Americans as possible to depend on welfare, food stamps, and unemployment benefits. And in the ensuing economic catastrophe and collapse of the country, every business owner would have to beg the government to save them. Are you hearing what I'm saying right now? And then he goes out to point some things that are happening as we speak. He says, first, they open the borders to let millions of migrants and refugees into the country, almost all of whom want cradle-to-grave welfare. And he said, now there's part two. Democrats aren't content to just welcome tens of millions of foreign welfare recipients into the U.S. They want to make millions of American-born citizens unemployed and dependent on government. So part two is a vaccine mandate. Vaccine mandates, he points out, are destroying the country, creating chaos, crisis, and division. They're wiping out the ranks of police, fire, paramedics, nurses, prison guards, border patrol, and military. The middle class is being greatly affected. The frontline heroes and defenders who don't want this dangerous experimental jab will soon not be there to answer your 911. The military will be somewhat reduced. I'm using my own paraphrase now because he gets some very extremist language going here, and I decided to tone it down a tad. Not because I don't think it's legit, because I don't want you to think that I'm just going out there and being Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, but I'm just telling you, this write-up is not off the mark. He goes on to talk about that the vaccine mandates will make supply chain problems worse. Truck drivers who don't want the jab will be off. Jet pilots who don't want the jab are on strike now. If airlines are grounded, the tourist industry will be affected and devastated. Shipping cargo by air will be devastated. Empty shelves, he said, are the hallmark of communism. And then he said, and then there's the economy. He said, if vaccine passports are mandated, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, and retail stores will be crushed. He said, doubt me? Scotland's Hotel Association just announced a 40% drop in business since the advent of their vaccine passport. And New York City restaurants are reporting the same drop in business size. He goes on to say, folks, this is Cloward Piven. That's a little freaky when you stop and think about it. We're going to take a short break right now. When I get back from that, if you want to call in and talk about that or anything else, we got time, 866-494-9866. Copper, take us to a break. And when we get back from that, folks, we'll wrap up the day. Some of you guys already got your bags in hand, car keys in hand, and you're moving towards the door. But we got a few minutes left to be solid, conservative, and just plain right on the radio, although I'm saying solid, conservative, and just plain right. That's a way to live life. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.